You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Brett Ward, the creator of the Leisure Leash dog leash system. The Leisure Leash is the only dog leash that is designed to be carried completely by your dog and is manufactured in Temecula, California. Mr. Ward, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
You bet, Mr. Ward. So, as you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are tuning in. A lot of entrepreneurs also have a lot of great ideas and new ones around the clock. What should be one of the first things that an entrepreneur should ask themselves in regards to new ideas and new products to launch?
I think the most important thing is just to make sure that you have a very producible concept, something you know that you can make. And there should be something in mind as far as a demand. There doesn't have to always be a demand. I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs have come up with a concept or a design for something in which there's been no known demand, but maybe there was something, you know, close to it. So there should be something in the way of a demand for your product in the market so that you know it has a place to go.
And segueing with that, what would be the next most important question to ask yourself or ourselves?
And that really, I think, is you know, once you decide, yeah, I got a good idea, I think I can make a demand in the marketplace, I need to make sure that I have the time and the determination and the compassion. That is, I think, such a big part of the whole thing. Because it is going to take a considerable amount of time, and I need to be determined and go from one step to the next and keep on plugging along. And I need to have compassion to carry this idea completely through to the fruition. And that really is a biggie, because that's going to require a lot of your time, effort, enthusiasm, just everything needed to carry this thing forward.
What kind of outside professionals should one have in mind to help with complying along with legal issues and branding of the product?
Yeah, I think one of the most important of the three things, you need to make sure you have knowledge of lawyers, you have some knowledge of an accountant, maybe you already have one, and then somebody who can help you with marketing. That was my biggest struggle, was marketing. And I did not have the ability myself to market the product, and I needed really to go out and get outside help to do that. But once I established a good market or a marketeer, someone to carry my brand to the public, then you really, right behind that, once things get going, then you need to make sure, if you have any questions that are in the area of legality or anything in the area of accounting, to make sure you're doing the right things, you ought to have those people, you know, on board or in your back pocket so you can go to them, or you know somebody that has a good accountant or a good lawyer to make sure that things keep you in line.
And certainly some good advice in that regard. Today we are joined by Mr. Ward, the creator of the Leisure Leash dog leash system, the only dog leash that is designed to be carried completely by your dog, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Ward, what is something that is very important, but you may not be thinking about? Get into that.
Money. You know, it's It's something we all think, well, it may not take much money, or maybe I can borrow some money from my parents if it gets too heavy on my ability to pay. But boy, you just can't say enough about having a boatload of your own money, or as a backup to that, maybe you have people that you know that might want to invest in your product. If you pitch your product to a bunch of neighbors, friends, relatives, whatever, maybe they would have some cash that they would be available to invest in your product. But you need one or the other, because you will not be, or you will be, I should say, surprised by the amount of money that is required to get your product off the ground and get it flying, and you will be just completely shocked and surprised by what that requirement is. So you better have a boatload of your own money or money available, and or if I don't, then do I have investors that believe in my product as much as I do, so you can depend on them. So just that money angle, you just need to have it, because you may have to go out for a year on your own and keep building your product by yourself. The demand isn't there quite, and you're building more of it. You're putting it into places where you hope it'll sell, and you're building more, and you're just using up a lot of capital.
Also, lastly, what is something that we would typically not think about that may be called upon to support ongoing and unknown problems?
I think good old lady luck. Believe you me, at so many times when you think you've run out of ideas, or you've run out of enthusiasm, or you've run out of places to do things, and if you're just very lucky, something pops up that may fill in any one of those voids. So good old luck. I probably could not say enough about how many times luck may enter into your equation that keeps you going. Maybe you're running out of money and you've tapped all of your investors, and lo and behold, another one pops up, or you're out of money again, and lo and behold, you make some sales on your product, and boom, that comes in. You just cannot tell you how many times that I was just out of luck, out of money, out of everything, and something happened to fill any one of those voids, which is good old lady luck.
Well, you've certainly covered the spectrum here today on startups and invention and product and getting them launched. We really appreciate you're sharing your expertise. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Leisure Leash and how they could make their purchase.
All of our products are fairly well displayed on leisureleash.com. Plain and simple, leisureleash.com.
Mr. Ward, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me. Appreciate it very much also.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Brett Ward, the creator of the Leisure Leash Dog Leash System, the only dog leash that is designed to be carried completely by your dog and is manufactured in Temecula, California. And for more information, simply visit leisureleash.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.